is the final remains. All your stuff gonna be here for somebody else. Hold on to God's word. Hold on to God's will. Hold on to God's way. He will, he will, he will see you through.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexander. Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Zechariah, chapter 4. Verse 6, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. And as you are preparing to go to this word, I want to remind you that God is able to do anything. And you've heard me say many times, God has got this thing fixed. And this is just one more example of how God says himself that he's got this thing fixed. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. The word of the Lord reads, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Zechariah deals with a series of visions, inclusive of this work. There is much going on. A lot of figurative language, a lot of symbols and signs, a lot of things prophetically spoken, some fulfilled and some yet unfulfilled. But the simple message, because if you would read it without an understanding, it would not make a lot of sense if you just read these 14 verses. But the simple message is that God speaks to an angel who speaks to the prophet, who tells the prophet to tell the prince, Zerubbabel, and the priest, Joshua, that the promise of God is true. That what he has called Zerubbabel to do, which was to restore the temple, the church, to do that great work, and that he would finish the work. But in the midst of this call, in the midst of this assignment, he runs into great problems. In this word, this problem is likened unto a mountain, and it's referring to Darius the First, and he's the king. And there is an objection always to the purpose and the plan of God for your life by the enemy. Don't ever think that when God calls you and assigns you, that there will not be any confrontation, any adversarial problems that will not ensue. But when he gives you an assignment, he gives you an anointing to complete the assignment. And so this message simply encourages the prince to know that what he has called him to do, in spite of the mountainous problems that present themselves as a preventive measure for this coming to pass, how it gets in the way and slows down progress. You know how it is when you start off good and it looks like everything is going well, and then one thing after the next thing delays it, and next thing after that. They say it this way: if it ain't one thing, it's another. And it just seems like that pattern just repeats itself. And so he's running into interference because the enemy does not want the church of God to be built. But what I do need you to see is that when God says something, he's able to back it up. Our problem is we just can't trust him at his word. We're trying to figure out how he's going to do it, and through what means he's going to do it. And then we look at ourselves and see our inabilities and our limitations and our difficulties in comprehending the fullness of what he has said. And we don't see any way possible that it could work based on our finite minds. And we put God in that little box that we're in. But don't you know God wants us to know that he's got all power in his hands? And I think the message for the church is to realize if God said it, that settles it. I know we've heard it, but we don't believe it, because if we believed it, we'd stop worrying and fidgeting and acting as if it's not going to happen. We stop letting anxiety fill us with the fact that if it didn't happen right then, it's not going to happen at all. If God didn't give you a date and a time and he said it's going to happen, it's going to happen sometime. Stop trying to put God in a box. And what God wanted Zerubbabel to know was that he was in control. And I want to say this to somebody here today, and I need you to help me preach this if you don't mind. Tell somebody sitting next to you, God is in control. Things may be out of control, but God is in control. Listen. When you begin to know this in your spirit, man, it's going to change the way you feel about a lot of things. It's going to change the way you think about a lot of things. It's going to change the way you expect a lot of things when you know that God is able to back up what he says. First point I want to make out of this, because there is a lot here and much that will never be understood by simply reading. Have to research it, go deep down underneath. But here it is. First thing you need to realize is that if you have a life filled with purpose, the purpose always comes from God. If you have a life filled with purpose, the purpose comes from God. Now, why is this important to know? Well, first of all, it helps you to understand why you're here. See, the reason why a lot of folk don't know why they're here is because they don't know their purpose. You see, when you discover your purpose and what God has for you, and when you recognize that what God is doing through you, he created you to do what he is doing through you because he knew that what he wanted to be done could only be done the way he wanted it done by you. Now, don't get me wrong. He knows you're not the only one who can do it. But you're the only one who can do it like you do it. Are y'all hearing me today? Stop thinking you're so insignificant and that your voice won't make a difference and what you do is no better than what somebody else does or this, that. Listen, it may not matter to nobody else, but can I tell you it matters to God? When Gideon was told he was a mighty man, do you know it blew him away? Because nobody, his mama, his daddy, his girlfriend, his wife, his friend, nobody ever called him a mighty man. And you know, if nobody else has ever called you something, you know, sometimes it's hard for you to believe that you are what God says you are. Wait a minute, nobody else saw that? I'm a mighty man of valor. Wait a minute, I ain't even seen that. And so he's wondering, how could God say that? I'll tell you why God said it and how God could say it. God said it to him because God placed it in him. And God is not a man that he should lie. If he just said it, it's going to happen because he said it. And when you begin to hear God in your spirit, man, believe God in your heart of hearts, and know that God says what he means and means what he says and gives you an assignment with purpose, it is always to bring him glory. First and foremost. And listen at this, every time you bring him glory, he is going to bring you goods. It's a principle of God. You see, that's why people who really know how to give him glory just keep on getting blessed. Because the more you give God glory, listen, this whole earth is filled with his goods. He doesn't have problems giving you his goods. Listen, he's just not trying to share his glory. And when you recognize that and realize that and you start giving God what he wants, then God starts giving you what you want. And so here, the purpose that Zerubbabel has is to rebuild the temple of God. And he plumbs the line and he starts the work. But issues come up, which brings my next point. Don't think that if you have a purpose, you won't have problems. But here's what I want you to know. Your problems are not God's problems. In other words, what is problematic to you is not problematic to God. Hear me well, because this message brought in today's reality, brought into your situation is this. Lord, I'm dealing with this issue in my life. I'm dealing with this problem in my life. It is preventing me from doing what you've called me to do. It is in the way. It is distracting me. It is slowing me down. It is holding me up. I don't know how to handle this, and I need you to work it out. Now listen to that. See, what our problem is we keep trying to do God's job. And all our job is to do what we can do, and that's to believe that he's got this thing fixed. Listen at what he tells the man of God. Listen. Zechariah tells them this. The angel says, then he answered me and said unto me, he spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel is the prince. What is he saying to Zerubbabel? Not by might. Now, this word might has to do with military strength and power and brawn, muscle, ability. This word might means using what you have as a result of the strength that you have, understanding what you have in your arsenal. God is saying to him, it's not going to happen by you using your military strength, your military power or prowess. It's not going to happen with all of the men you have ready to stand and fight. He says, nor by power, nor by the ability or the approval or the authority of any other person. Why is this important to know? Because what God is trying to get them to understand is you need to reach a point where when odds become so great, it's not a human thing, it's a God thing. You see, when certain problems mount so high and they get into lofty places, etc., it's in the spirit realm, it's in the darker realm, it's not any human power, it's not bullets and guns and knives and staves and marching soldiers and all of these things that's going to win the battle. No, sometimes you got to understand that God wants you to step back and let him step in and win this battle for you, because the battle is not yours. You're fighting a fight you can't win. You don't have what it takes to come up against the enemy. He beats you every time in and of yourself. Without the power of God, you are helpless and hopeless against the power of the enemy. Hear me, people. You are defenseless without the power of God. So stop trying to fight it. It's not going to be done by what you can gather up. It's not going to be done by who you can call and get on your side and what power and authority by which you can go in and try and attack this, or by what military strategies you can pull together and see how you can win this thing. It will not be done by human intervention. There are some things going on in your life. Nobody but God can work it out. Nobody but God. And you've got to recognize that that comes from God himself. But by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And I believe it's the New Living Translation that says the Lord of the armies of heaven. Now listen to this. If the Lord of the armies of heaven says, I don't need your might and your power, Because if he could send one angel in one night, that could kill 185,000. Listen, when Jesus prayed that he could have 72,000 angels come at his beck and call, that would have been firepower that would have taken out 13 plus billion people, and you ain't got that many people on earth. So if he's got that kind of power, what makes you think he needs your little strength? When he told Abram and Sarah that he was going to make them prosperous, bless them with children of like the stars of the sky and the sands of the earth, they couldn't believe that. And when he took longer than they thought, they tried to use their might and power and messed up. He was already old when he started. He was 75, she was 65. They had already got their AARP cards. They were already in retirement. But the Lord said, we're going to have a child, Abraham. Listen, how many of you know it doesn't matter how much snow is on the roof, God can still put fire in the fireplace. So yeah, come on now, don't sit here and act holier than thou. God knows how to light your fire. God knows how to bring to pass what he's talking. When they did everything they knew to do and everything, God still ignited the fire between them two. And lo and behold, Sarah came strutting through that sashay, and one day talking about, I got love on my mind. Abraham came and said, so, what are you going to do? I'm here, baby. I'm waiting. She talking about, well, practice what you preach. Y'all know the rest of the story. Here comes Isaac. God doesn't need any help. When he says it's going to be this way, it's going to be this way, and he don't need you interfering. Touch somebody and say, now that's truth there. How many things have we messed up because we put our hands in it instead of just trusting God? It might not look like it's going to happen, but I don't care what it looks like. He said it. It might not feel like it's going to happen, but it don't matter what it feels like. He said it. It might seem like the due date has passed, but listen, God don't work according to my calendar. So when I begin to trust him, he's going to bring it to pass when he gets ready. I want to encourage somebody, tell somebody, it's not too late if I'm still alive. If God promised, it's not too late. Mr. Wright might not be here right now, but you ain't dead. That job might not have come through yet, but you ain't dead. The prosperity he promised you can happen overnight. He is faithful to do what he said. By my spirit. Wow! I will make it happen. And as I close the day, I just want to tell somebody, hold on. Because he had to tell the priest, if you just live right, if you just walk right, if you just talk right, I'll make you the mark among the great. And He wants us to understand if you just do what he says do, everything will be all right. If you just hold on a little while longer, trust God. The old folk used to say, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Can I get a witness here? Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. God's got this thing fixed. Oh, you will encourage somebody. Just tell him he's got it. 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 To God be the glory.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
You know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face something.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.